Next up on Downtown, time to talk some basketball. It is game four tonight, Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. And to share his thoughts on that and more, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Well, let's discuss the elephant in the room first, John. Why do the idiots have to ruin this for everybody?
Yeah, you know, I feel like everybody's come out of the pandemic about 20 to 30% angrier. You see it everywhere. You see it in restaurants, on planes, anywhere people are now in public. I feel like they just don't know how to act anymore. It's disheartening. It's in when it comes to the NBA, it really is troubling because not only does it keep happening, the incidents continue to involve the players in very kind of dangerous ways, and it's going to force the league's hand. And I don't like where that's going to go because, look, players want to interact with the fans. Mm. They want that experience. Everybody that I've talked to with the Celtics has been thrilled to get fans back in the building. Every player in the NBA has been dying to play in front of a full house. It's part of the fun. But if they're going to go out there and have, you know, idiots out there pulling this stuff, there's going to have to be some sort of response with the NBA. And maybe it's as simple as fully prosecuting these people, like the guy in Boston, and making it known that, hey, if you do this, you're going to face some serious criminal charges.
Now, that was one instance. The other instance related, but not even in the same universe, and that's Kyrie's silly gesture of doing what he did to the leprechaun and the logo. One does not justify the other. And I guess for me, I look at this and go, well, that's Kyrie.
Yeah. I mean, that he's trying to be provocative there. And yeah, I think there are two very separate conversations. They just happen to happen to the same player in the same game. But what Kyrie did to the leprechaun, it's symbolic. It's disrespectful to the franchise and the city and the fans and all that. It was intentional. He certainly wanted to get a reaction from people by doing that. I think that's within the bounds of sports. Like that, he didn't hurt anybody.
Right.
He didn't swear at anybody. He made a gesture that was demonstrative and disrespectful to a city that had been booing him and swearing at him for two straight games. So while I do think it was a little silly, it's certainly not anything that warrants anything more than boos and, you know, hey, maybe more swearing at him, more jeers, more of that stuff. That's where that stuff should end. Like he wants to strike up a thing and be a sports villain in Boston, then that's great. He's embracing it. Sports needs villains. And so, you know, that's I don't like when people conflate the two. I don't like when people say he did this and then the water bottle thing happened and it turns into this one big story. It's two separate things to me.
Absolutely. We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. So the series itself could wrap up tonight, 3-1 lead. Has it gone about the way you expected?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider everything that the Celtics were facing, you know, Robert Williams. I thought if they had Robert Williams and Jaylen Brown, it could have been an interesting series. But without those two, especially without Robert Williams being healthy at all to try and facilitate some of the things that he can offensively, there was just too much. The Celtics, or any team facing the Brooklyn Nets, have an uphill battle. And so it's always going to be tough for anybody that the Nets face. Without your second best player, and now without Kemba and without Robert, you know, at all the last game, they have no shot. They have no shot. They had to play perfectly before, and now even if they do play perfectly, I still don't think they win. So it's, you know, this is the price that they pay for having the regular season that they had. And if you look around the league, all of those teams that were in the final four in the bubble, they are all struggling in some way. And, you know, injuries and whatnot, and it's, I don't think it's a coincidence.
If it all comes to an end tonight, who out there may have played their last game as a Celtic?
Well, I mean, the biggest names that could involve would be Kemba Walker. He certainly is a strong candidate to be moved somehow because he makes $36 million. He's going to do that. He's going to make about that for the next two seasons. And, you know, his knee issues, it's pretty clear that he's I don't think he's ever going to be able to play a back-to-back again. And I don't think he's ever going to be able to play more than 34, 35 minutes again. And that's just too much to pay him that much and to not get the level of production that you're going to need from him. That's going to be tough. So certainly he's possible. You might see somebody like Marcus Smart go, but I think for sure you're looking at maybe end-of-bench guys like Semi Ojeleye's gone. I'd be surprised if he comes back. Some of those guys at the end of the bench. Definitely the two-way players. I hate to say it, but say goodbye to Taco Fall. I don't think he's going to sign a guaranteed contract, and you can only get two-way deals per team. So I think he's gone. Tremont Waters is gone. They're going to have to find their next steps somewhere else, which is a shame because I like those guys.
To win tonight, does it take another 50-point effort from Jason Tatum?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to win tonight, it's going to take 50 points from Tatum. It's going to take Marcus Smart having a ridiculous shooting night, one of those like 10 three-pointer night kind of nights. It's going to take the Brooklyn Nets missing a bunch. Like, they're going to have to be lazy and disinterested. And so for Boston to come through and win this game, it's like I said before, they're going to have to play perfectly. And Brooklyn's going to have to help.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy tonight's game, and we'll get the postmortem from you next week.
All right, talk to you then.